The Burt Show.
He cheated on her before. They're getting back together again, but her parents are insisting once a cheater, always a cheater. Don't go back with this guy, and she wants to prove them wrong. First jumping off point, do you guys believe that? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, based off of the research that I've read, cheating can actually be genetic. So I, being the very I see things sometimes in black and white, I think if I found out the person I was cheating or I was dating had cheated, I think I 100% believe that they would do it again.
I don't think that. I think to the person that you cheat on, you will always be a cheater to them. Mm-hmm. But I do think that people can grow and evolve and learn and become better. It doesn't happen often, but I do think it mm-hmm. happens.
I was of that mindset for quite some time. And then as I had people in my circle who had cheated or had been cheated on and then had been able to rehabilitate, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. I don't think that's the case anymore. Now, there was one couple I used as a prime example, and they got past it and got married and had kids, but they're getting a divorce.
Okay. I'm with Mo. I think we're constantly developing as people if you're a cheater before. You know, the bottom line for me is I think when the right person comes along, you don't want to risk it in any way, shape, or form. You respect them, you love them, and it's just in your past.
But there is two different scenarios we're talking about here. Like, yeah, I hopefully, like, 20-year-old you is different than 33-year-old you, and mm-hmm. if you cheated then on that person, you're not going to cheat now. If we're talking about the same person from, like, a year or two ago,
How much growth can you do in a year?
How much growth can you do? And also, if you were willing to cheat on that person before, what makes you think you're not going to cheat on that same person again? So,
So here is Taylor. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. So yesterday we had you on, and you were telling us, was it a year ago that you and this dude broke up because he was cheating?
So it was a year ago, but, you know, I feel like in this case he suffered a consequence. Because we broke up for a year, and he was so upset during that year. I mean, I was upset too, but I feel like he felt something because he lost something. So I don't know. I feel like that made it different.
All right, so you ended up catching him cheating. How did you catch him, by the way?
Oh, my God. The girl actually called me and that kid. It was terrible. She called me. She found his phone in his shoe. And so my number in there called me. I was really upset over it.
Oh, boy.
But I mean, but now, like, time has passed. And in that year, I dated someone else. And he came back. And I don't know. He seems so sincere this time.
And your parents are just not believing it. And they're like, in Kristen's camp, like, how much can a dude really change in 1 year, right?
That's what my mom is. My mom is, forget it. She doesn't believe him at all. That's why I was like, if I could show, you know, prove in some way by doing this. Maybe that'll help things.
No, moms hold grudges like microphones. They don't let them go.
So you asked us yesterday to see if we can get to the bottom of this, see if he really is a changed man. And with that, I will pass it on to Kristen.
All right. So we did our To Catch a Cheater Instagram scam. There was a conversation that ensued. Taylor, it's a lengthy one. So instead of me reading both parts, Mo, I wanted to know if I could enlist you to play the part of Taylor's boyfriend.
I got you.
All right. So my friend reached out, and this is how their conversation on Instagram started. Her, post-workout selfie, always hot.
Mm.
Ha, thanks. I think, if you are being serious.
Totally being serious. But something tells me you know you're hot.
I may be a bit above average.
I'd say that is an understatement. You look like you're all alone. No workout partner?
Not today.
Too bad you're already done. I wouldn't mind joining you.
Oh, yeah? You think you could keep up?
All right, so at this point, right here, right there, it's over the line, right? Like, he should have shut that down right there.
Absolutely.
Correct?
I mean, this is... It's Taylor's call.
Taylor, now, at that point, yeah, the fact that he hasn't shut that down right there, does that matter to you? Do you feel like, hey, it's still a little vague?
I feel like, I want to hope that maybe he's just being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he's trying to be polite. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. So there's something very spicy about, God.
Yeah, we passed polite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think you can keep up? Okay.
Okay. I think I should be asking you that.
I like a confident woman.
Okay, now how about there? Okay, is that a line that's... Has he crossed it there?
I mean, I'm not happy.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Oh, my God. No.
Then she goes, then you love me.
Oh, really? Let's see just how confident. Your turn to show me a selfie.
All right, Taylor.
Whoa.
At that point, is he over the line now? He's asking her for a selfie.
I don't like that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So my friend had like a similar post-workout mirror selfie on her phone. So that's the one she sent to him.
Am I supposed to believe that you just took that? Coincidentally, doing the same thing I am?
You can believe anything you want. I just thought you might like to see how much we have in common.
Well, it's not exactly an even trade of a picture.
How so?
I'm wearing much less in my picture.
You're shirtless.
Exactly. I'm waiting.
And that's when my friend ended the convo and blocked him.
Oh, my God.
You might have tiptoed over the line a little there.
Yeah, this dude.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting? Like, waiting. Oh, so he's waiting for a topless picture. That's what this is saying. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying, Taylor. Like, there's no reading in between the lines there. He was waiting for her to send a topless photo.
I mean, literally last night we were out, and he was telling, like, he was telling me, you know, that things were, I'm just, like, floored right now.
Yeah, it's better you know now before you go wasting your time even more.
Exactly.
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, my God.
Your man sucks.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Taylor. I know you wanted to believe. I mean, I commend you for wanting to believe the best in people, but he's not a changed man.
Yeah, now you got a second problem, too, because you got to go to your parents and say you guys were right.
No, you don't.
You don't?
You don't. Absolutely not.
Just dump them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to notice that happened.
No. Nope.
Okay. So, I mean, with that, Taylor, I'm guessing this relationship is over, or are you thinking, what are you thinking?
No, it's definitely over. I mean, he's asking for a topless picture. I mean, literally last night we were just together. Literally, and he was just telling me that, you know, how much he wants. He's dedicated to me and all this stuff. And it's all BS. Like, all of it's a lie. I don't know. This is, like, so upsetting. I cannot believe this.
Yeah, Taylor, you deserve so much better. You got to dump this loser. You got to get out.
I think Kristen raised a pretty good point. I mean, you know, change takes time.
It does.
That's for sure. And if a guy comes back in a year, just a year, that seems like a short amount of time. Don't you agree?
Once a cheater, always a cheater, in my opinion. In this case,
yeah. All right, Taylor, you got the info now. So, like Mo said, at least you can save yourself some time. You're welcome.
Yeah, this is not a good day.
I'm sure. I hate when they thank us again. It feels like the cop giving you a ticket and he's driving off. And you're like, thanks. Well, thanks for the ticket.
Thanks so much.
What are you going to say? F you.
Bye. The Burt Show.